Ever lift a window open during a downpour, like that sinking feeling? But instead of some papers, it's a whole Air Force base. And well, instead of rain, it's Hurricane Helene. And that's what we're diving in today. Tyndall Air Force Base, right there in Helene's path. We're checking out this piece from the Military Report. And let me tell you, Tyndall's got a story when it comes to resilience.
Yeah, it's practically in their DNA at this point, especially given where they're located. I mean, 2018 Hurricane Michael slammed right into them. And that wasn't just any storm. It was the third largest to ever hit the U.S.
So they're not messing around down there, especially with Helene shaping up to be a Category 3. That's what, 110 mile an hour winds? Serious stuff, even for a base that's seen it all. But here's the thing. This article, it's not about boarding up and hoping for the best. They're putting a $5 billion reconstruction to the test. Five with a B. Sounds like they're using Hurricane Michael almost as a like a hurricane-proof blueprint. What does that even look like?
It's wild. They're using some seriously innovative designs. I'm talking a 360-room lodge built to withstand 165 mile an hour winds.
Hold on, 165. So they're not just rebuilding, they're prepping for an even stronger storm.
That's the idea. And get this, Tyndall's becoming a hub for the F-35 program, you know, the Lightning II. They're moving away from the F-22 training and going all in on this next-gen aircraft. The 95th Fighter Squadron, they were actually reactivated after Michael. It's like this symbol of their commitment. They're not letting a hurricane stop them.
That's incredible. Talk about dedication. But those jets are valuable. What happens when a storm like Helene comes knocking? Do they just,
They're way ahead of that. The article mentions they're moving the F-35s to Nellis AFB out in Nevada.
Smart move.
Right. But it's more than just being cautious. It shows how seriously they take asset protection. I mean, these jets are crucial. And moving them, well, it highlights how important it is to minimize risk. You can't put a price on that.
It makes you wonder about the stuff we don't see, the hidden costs beyond just the damage. Flying a whole squadron across the country, that's got to be.
Oh, absolutely. And don't forget about the people. The article even mentions FAM camp evacuation.
Cam camp.
Yeah, the campgrounds for families on base.
Yeah.
So it's not just military personnel. We're talking families, communities uprooted because of a storm.
It's easy to forget that human side when you're looking at the big picture of a hurricane. But we're talking thousands of people needing to relocate, needing somewhere to stay. It's a massive responsibility for Tyndall taking care of their own.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just the base itself. The article talks about how they're coordinating with local agencies. They're near Tallahassee, you
Right?
know, Florida's capital.
Right, they're not in a bubble.
Yeah.
And the article mentions Bay and Gulf counties, even the school district. It becomes this huge regional effort.
It's exactly. Military bases like Tyndall, they're woven into the local community and economy. When the base is affected, everyone feels it. And that's the thing, right? It's not just about the immediate damage, the broken windows, the flooded streets. It's the long game. The economic hit a community takes after a storm. That's what we're talking about.
Right, you mentioned it earlier, these hidden costs. And for Tyndall, they're rebuilding from the last one. So it's
Okay.
like a double whammy.
Exactly. And that's what makes this $5 billion reconstruction so interesting. They're not just rebuilding, they're trying to future-proof themselves against these megastorms.
Like building a fortress. You mentioned earlier how they're designing buildings to withstand higher winds. But what else are they doing? I mean, 5 billion buys a lot of innovation, right?
It's not just about stronger concrete. They're rethinking the whole game plan. The article talks about burying power lines so the wind can't take them out, elevating critical infrastructure so floods don't knock it offline, even decentralized communication systems in case everything goes down.
So they're learning from the past. They got hit hard with Michael, and now they're making sure the same vulnerabilities aren't there.
It's like they're playing chess against Mother Nature, trying to anticipate every move.
All right, so they're batting down the hatches, fortifying the buildings. But what about those F-35s? Can't exactly build a hurricane-proof hangar for those.
Good point. Those are a different beast.
Yeah.
Relocating them is the safest bet, which they're doing. But the article also talks about how the base itself is designed with hurricanes in mind. Placement of the hangars, critical infrastructure. They're thinking about wind and water damage from every angle.
So it's like this multi-layered defense system. Evacuate what you can protect, what you can't, and plan for every scenario in between.
Exactly. And while they can't stop the hurricane, they can control how prepared they are. And it seems like they're leaving no stone unturned.
It's impressive to see how they're taking what they learned from Michael and building it into this reconstruction, like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it speaks to that idea of resilience. It's not just about physical toughness, but about adapting, evolving, learning from your setbacks.
And that brings us to the human element. We've talked about the logistics, the damage, the rebuilding. But
Yeah.
what about the people who call Tyndall home? What about the families living with this constant threat? It's one thing to talk about wind speeds and damage reports, but it's another thing entirely to think about the human toll. Like we always say, the stuff you don't see on the news.
Right. It's easy to forget that behind all the logistics and rebuilding, there are real people dealing with real trauma. Imagine going through what they did with Hurricane Michael and then turning around to face another monster storm. The stress must be unbelievable.
And those families, those fam camp folks, we're talking kids, pets, everything packed up in a rush. That's got to be disruptive on so many levels.
Absolutely. And then there's the community beyond the base. The article mentions Tyndall working with local schools, government agencies. These are folks who might have just gotten back on their feet after Michael, and now they're bracing for another hit.
It's like this ripple effect of stress and uncertainty. Just when you think you're in the clear, another wave comes along. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about earlier, the economic impact just adds another layer of worry.
Exactly. It's not just about rebuilding houses. It's about rebuilding lives. Mm. And that takes time, resources, a whole lot of support.
So Tyndall might have the physical side of things covered, but what about the human side? What are they doing to help their people cope with the emotional weight of this?
That's where things like mental health resources become crucial. The article mentions them coordinating with local agencies. Hopefully that includes organizations that can provide counseling support groups, a space to process everything that's happening.
So it's about recognizing that true hurricane preparedness goes beyond sandbags and plywood. It's about building a community that can support each other when the storm hits.
Yeah, exactly. It's about fostering that sense of shared responsibility.
Hmm.
Open communication, knowing that there's help available if you need it.
As we wrap up this deep dive, I'm struck by how much resilience factors into this whole story. And I'm not just talking about stronger buildings. I'm talking about the strength of the people who call Tyndall home, their dedication to their mission, their unwavering support for each other.
It's a powerful reminder that even when faced with the worst nature can throw at us, the human spirit has this incredible ability to adapt, to overcome, to rebuild.
Absolutely. And maybe that's the most important takeaway from all of this, the power of resilience, not just to weather the storm, but to come out stronger on the other side.
Well said. And for our listeners who want to learn more about how Tyndall is tackling this challenge, head over to the Military Report. They've got a great article that dives deep into their approach.
And to everyone in Hurricane Helene's path, please stay safe. Our thoughts are with you. This has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time as we explore another topic that matters.